Yes, guys, welcome back to the Good Enough Podcast. Yeah, we're back here every Wednesday.
Wednesday.
At 4 p.m. Yeah, man, it's Christmas time.
It's Christmas time and New Year time.
New Year time as well. Getting into a new year. Yeah. Everyone's going to start joining the gyms in January.
And then leave. In February.
Never go, just go to the sauna.
It's a sauna
It's
situation.
A sauna, it's a swim team.
Once a month. Yeah. Not even that.
Spunking the 80 quid down the drain, but you're on a 12 month
Probably feel commitment. Good about yourself.
Yeah, just to do it. Oh, you're January 1st. I'm going to get healthy this year.
People are getting their vision boards up.
Yeah.
They say, I need success. You see the memes? There's a meme that I see every single year, and it's of a woman. I don't know if you've seen it before, and there's steps. Mm. People have definitely seen this before. And there's like steps like this. The woman's in a dress, and then like, it always has like baggage there. It's like, you're going to see it this year.
No, I haven't seen
2023,
it.
And it's got like loads of things like dishonesty, dead weight, bad friends, hate, negativity. And then in 2024, you see her carrying like positivity. New house.
How about you
success.
Just do it instead
How about
of
you just
posting
go and do it? I've never posted it.
Never. Or like, why don't you actually have these goals anyway? Why does it have to be because it's January?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
You can start anytime, man.
Yeah, but in a Christmas spirit, I think we should start with a game.
Yeah.
Very touchy game, yeah?
Okay.
So basically, we're just going to ask each other questions. We've got a lot of questions written down.
Yeah.
And we're going to ask each other what we would do
if that situation happened.
Yeah. So I'm going to start off, yeah?
Go on.
What's the first thing you would do if you found out I was dating your ex?
I've been in a situation like
have
that
you?
Yeah.
Is it?
I've been in that situation before.
Your friends fucked your ex?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah, ain't your mate then. Surely, this ain't your mate, innit? I'm not talking someone you've chopped. I'm talking
this man's girl, but this was like school days, yeah? I'm not even saying past school days, but college days, end of college days.
Yeah.
So, but it was a girl I've been with that was like my childhood sweetheart-ish kind of a thing, yeah?
What that thing?
No. Different thing. But before, yeah, around that, yeah. My bread, when I say my broski, it was my guy. I'm not even saying, oh, it's just one of my mates. He was in the circle, bro. And he had me strong
Bumble
for time.
Bumble is a thirsty.
He had me strong for time. He was saying stuff like, oh, like now we're just brethren, this, that, blah, blah. But I'm seeing bare stuff, bro. He's at our house every other day and stuff. Whatever not, one time I even saw his car outside the gap. So yeah, I've been in that situation. I remember what I did. I went on Snapchat at the time, and I just started blowing them both up on Snapchat, saying like just out in their whole story and stuff like when I found out. But I was devastated, bro.
Yeah, I wanted to fuck him up. I would have to punch.
But
him
I was
up.
Just heartbroken. I can't lie. I wouldn't ever do something like if you were sleeping, if you were fucking my girl. I can't lie. We just have to. This is it. That's this. There's no more Good Enough Podcast. Yeah. No more JCMH. No more.
Yeah, I'd have to rap you. I can't lie.
I think now at this age, I can't lie. It's just like, yeah.
Anger.
Let's just have it out.
Like, because you're meant to be my boy. Yeah. You've done what? The girl, she's getting blocked. And that's, she didn't have no loyalties to you.
Yeah, she's gone. So, but broski.
My boy?
Yeah. You're going to have to meet me outside, bro.
And I was so wet when that happens, that situation, and they get back. They fall out with a friend and get back with a girl.
Oh, mate.
You are a waste, man.
You're probably going to do it again.
Yeah.
If I could do it with your best mate, I can do it with anyone.
Yeah, it works. Fucking hell. That's it.
Like, boys, where's the line? Where's the line that you think, God, this can't happen. What? There's no line then.
Yeah.
Fuck my
your
best,
boy
mate, and
your best mate.
And I'm back.
You're back like a dickhead. Now you ain't got no powers either, I bet. Innit? Like, you don't have people that just have their girlfriend as their friend or their boyfriend.
Yeah.
That's so unhealthy.
That is unhealthy.
But yeah, I think it would just end in violence. And that shouldn't always end in violence. And I wish it couldn't, but sometimes shit like that. Everyone says, things shouldn't resolve in violence, but some things need violence.
Some things you need to have it out.
They do.
Little fist fight though.
No, nothing more than that. I ain't gonna stab you, innit?
Little fist fight.
I'm not on that shit. Yeah, we're having a fist fight.
We'll put you on the floor.
I'm confronting you.
Yeah.
And then depending on how you react.
Yeah.
Then I'm banging
we're
you
have
face.
It out still. We're gonna have it out.
Try get any sort of like, oh no, too far, then I was banging you. But I won't give you a chance. The anger in it when you fuck oh, mate.
It's true.
You just go whack.
All right, let me.
No questions in it. Bam!
That's it. Sucker punch as well.
I never give sucker punches. Sound like that?
From behind.
Fuck you, bub. Fuck you. And then when you're on the floor, knocked out, it's another one.
Cracking. Isn't it? 100%.
Another one. I'm going to stamp on your head. Not for your sake, for mine. I ain't going to jail. But yeah, you can hold that one nicely. I hope you fall on your faith and crack your teeth and all. Cunt. Mum's life.
Alright, I've got a nice easy one. What's the first thing you'd do if you won the lottery?
I've thought about this so many times.
Same.
I know exactly what I'd do.
What?
Exactly to the T what I'd do.
What?
If I won it, I'd only tell my mum and dad and my brother. Okay. That's it, because okay. They live in my house.
Okay.
What would I tell? I'd then fly, I would say all of us, but in my head I had it as just me, just for this reason only. They're going to get sport anyway, but I what I would do is I would fly that night out to somewhere, 5-star, all-inclusive resort in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Like bougie, like I'm doing my, like I'm first class.
Yeah.
Flying out. I've got a whole plane journey and now a whole week on my ones, on a sun lounger to think what I'm going to do with
my
money.
Brother, that is exactly
with no
the
one
answer.
In my ear.
That is exactly
no
the
one
answer.
In my ear. Genuinely. Saying, you should do it. Can I? No, no one knows.
That's my answer.
And I'm abroad now.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm coaching. I'm on my ones.
That is the most perfect answer. Bro, that's exactly my answer.
Breakdown.
If I won the lottery, I'm disappearing for like a week. And I'm going to sit there with myself and go, how am I divvying this up? Because everyone's getting bust. You know, everyone's getting bust. I mean everyone that's supposed to.
Yeah.
I'm saying like, you know, fam and that.
If I won like serious cams, like I'm talking like in the hundreds of mil, but none of my friends are going to be skint again.
Nah, say I'm looking
up. If we're talking 10 M's, my family's getting bust and my close friends, they're still getting something.
Yeah, I'm a dash, he's like 100%.
Yeah, but like, that if you get money that can change lives, I'm changing lives.
Yeah, facts. That's 1,000,000%.
My circle.
Yeah, my circle's getting bust.
What's the point of having money if you can't enjoy it?
No, 100%. I want to enjoy it with my people around
me.
Legit.
Exactly.
So I would do the exact same thing. I'm gone and I'm going to sit there. Who's getting bust? How much are you getting bust? What's going to happen?
Yeah.
Then I'm going to come back and execute my plan.
Yeah.
And then be like, look, it's done now. And everyone, leave me the fuck alone to enjoy my readies.
I would. I would underplay how much I won.
Yes. Oh, 100%.
If I won 30 M's, I'm telling my powers, I won a little 5.
Yeah.
Which is still bread.
Yeah, it's bread.
I don't mean I can sling you loads.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? Because then people get word of mouth. Oh, didn't Johnny win the lottery? Like, and then people that, not even your pal, kind of your pal.
Yeah.
Oh, bro, I'm skint to the end of the week. Yeah. Oh, I've got people on me. Yeah. But if I've lent people money before and I ain't even won the lottery, I lent some bread, fucking 800 quid.
I remember the story.
Fucking, for seeing him when I punch him in his mouth. Mum's life, I ain't seen him in like 2 years. Yeah. He reckons he flid to Bournemouth or somewhere. I don't know. It's Somerset. That's it. He rang me crying and he was like half kind of, he wasn't my pal, but he kind of was. He was my cousin's mate. He went to one of my cousin's school and like, he used to be half all right. He's just a weasel, innit? Like, he's just a little scrawny cunt.
Yeah.
Anyway, he just always be there when we're out. He rang me one night and he was like crying on the phone. He was like, oh, I'm in a lot of shit. Like, he does X, Y, Z. He's like, I owe a lot of people money. What is he slinging all that up his nose? Yeah. He's one of them. Like, just fucking don't care about nothing else but that.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh yeah, like these people are gonna come hurt me, blah, blah, blah. But he's probably panicking on the phone. I'm like, how much do you need? And he's like, 800 quid. I said, you must be mad, brother. I said, how are you gonna get me that dough back? I said, you're not even my boy like that. Like, how are you gonna get me that dough? He's going, please, blah, 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 like, need the money. Cause I got a good heart, yeah? And he's breaking down to me how he's gonna get the dough. He's like,
telling me
how he's gonna get me the dough by this certain date. Yeah, I said, cool, sent him the money. Anyway, gets to that date, he comes up with some excuse, like, oh, my boss didn't pay me, blah, some bullshit excuse. I was fuming, I said, cool. I said, just give me another date when you're gonna give me it. It's cool, give me another date. He's lied again. I said, bruv, if you haven't got the money, don't lie to me when you're gonna give me the dough.
Just say
it. But now you're pissing me off.
Yeah.
I want my money now. Yeah. Like, I'll give you the benefit of that. I've helped you out in the situation. Do you know what I mean? I'm then hearing from other people that knows him, he owes them 2 racks. He owes them this money. And I think this geezer's in a rabbit hole.
He's just another one in the line.
So I've gone on a mad thing, bruv. Ended up thinking, fuck this, I'm going to his yard.
Yeah, I remember.
Gone to his house, yeah. Fucking knocked on his door. Mum's answered the door. Yeah. She's thick as shit, because she don't know who I am. Obviously, I'm not on all that fucking badness, I'll still punch you up.
Yeah.
I'm not on all the stabbing and all that shit. I don't know that stuff. But like, bruv, she's opened the door. I'm going, hi, I'm Thingy's friend. She went, oh, go straight up. He's in his bedroom. Cheers. Walked upstairs, opened his bedroom door. He's like, his face was like, I said, bruv, come, we're going cash for you now. Come on, we're going cash for you now. He's like, I ain't got no money. There's 2 cards on the table. I said, what about them? Come, we're going cash for you now. Walking cash street, he's walking in front of me. I'm so tempted to just go whack, hit him from behind before I need. Let me get my readies first, and then I hit.
Yeah.
Gone to the cash machine now, put it in. I'm watching him do it, yeah? Minus 256. Cool, next one, boom. Minus 800. He's like, bro, like that, I haven't got the money. I'm like, bro, why have you just fed me this bullshit then? I just went mad at him and he was just begging me, like, oh, I can get it. And I kind of felt, I don't know why I felt bad.
You feel bad,
I just
yeah.
did because I've known him time and he's my friend's friend and you just feel sorry for him. But he said, I promise you on my mum's life, I'll get it next week, blah, blah, blah. I said, I'm going to be at your house next week. You know that? I'm going to be at your house next week and I want the money, yeah? We're going to have problems. Anyway, gets the next week. He's moved to Somerset. No one's heard from him. Him on his one moved to Somerset. Him on his one.
Is he?
Yeah. And no one's seen him since.
So he's out of there. He ducked it.
He's out of there.
Do you know what? He probably, racked up so much debt with so many other people that he just thought.
This was 2020. Now I've just swallowed it. Now it's just if I see him, I'll just have to dig him. That'll be worth the 800 quid. I'm not going to see him.
The bag is still there.
And I'll sucker punch him.
Yeah.
Because something like that, you don't deserve to. I'm not doing fair play.
You got it.
Wipe my job.
No, it's not fair play out there. Yeah, it's not
fucking,
fair play.
Fucking.
Oh, he ducked you, to be fair.
8 bills.
He ducked you. 800 boys. He ducked you.
Wanker, bro. Praying on my weakness. What's that saying?
Taking my kindness to weakness.
Mug.
What's your next word?
What's the first thing you would do if your mum or sister murdered someone and needed help to cover it up? I'm backing it. Come on now.
That's an easy one.
Come on now. That's easy, man.
What, you think I'm going to sit there and say, we got to go to the police, man?
No, come on now. We both come from a life where it's not uncommon to be, maybe not murder.
But
criminal activity and shit like that. Like, you don't go to the police about like a lot of shit.
Yeah.
A lot of shit you don't. It just don't happen. Like, it's, yeah.
Try to deal with that. You outside of the system.
And I wouldn't even judge you. It depends what happened, innit?
Yeah, 100%.
If you was evil and nasty and just murdered someone out of your own cold blood, then that's fucked. But if something happened and you accidentally murdered someone, like say if you're having a fight with someone and bomb they hit their head on the floor, I'm not going to judge you for that. It's still terrible when I feel sorry for the person's family and it's awful, awful thing, but like, I'm not going to grass on you.
Yeah,
feel sorry for you that that's happened.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for him as well, or whoever it was that got killed.
Yeah.
But like, imagine getting a manslaughter charge for hitting someone.
Yeah.
It's just long. Your life's ruined. That's what I don't get about the knives. Both your life's ruined. If you carry a knife and you go out and stab someone, there's two lives lost there.
It's such a techie situation. I can give you an actual real story, bro. I can give you a real story where, what would you do in this situation if you were the brother or the girl, yeah? So I used to be up and down in Cyprus, yeah? So there was a girl, not going to say her name, whatever not, but she was within the circle of like the people I used to move up and down with. So, you know how it is over there. Just go do your thing, this, that, that. You know what I mean? She obviously met a brother that night. Yeah?
Yeah.
She met a brother that night and yeah, they must have went, I think they went home together or whatever. She went to link him or something. You know what I mean?
Whatever happened.
They ended up together at some point. So, There's quad bikes, obviously, all around the Cyprus. The geezer was drunk, innit? They've gotten a quad bike, they're riding, whatever not. Yeah. She had a helmet on and everything, though. But he's drunk driving recklessly.
Mm.
She's thrown off the quad, she's hit her head on the floor. Yeah. She died.
Oh my God.
She got up and everything, calm. A few hours later, she said she had a headache. She died still. She died.
Oh my days, yeah? Bob.
So she died. My man was drunk driving and she got flung off the quad.
Then he's to blame.
He's untouched.
He's to blame now.
He flew back home. He's calm. He's wherever he is at right now at this point.
Oh, he's on the run?
He's not on the run.
Oh, he's in jail?
Nah.
What?
Nothing's happened.
Why?
Just situation done. My man got on a flight back home.
My mum and dad must be heartbroken.
My man got on a flight back home. No one knows who he is. And that's that.
And because it didn't happen in England.
It didn't happen in England. They ain't got jurisdiction. Yeah, no jurisdiction.
That's fucked, man. That's bare sad.
So it's like, what would you, if it was my man, are you backing him?
Ooh.
It's so techie, bro.
Because
say if that is your broski. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
I think that's worse than having a fight with someone and they hit their head because you both acknowledge you're putting this at risk. You're both throwing hands. You're both violence. That she
went for nothing.
No choice.
innocent.
Unless he's still not making an excuse, but unless she knew he was pissed at his head, then she shouldn't go on a ped.
She shouldn't.
But at the same
time, there's so many shoulda, coulda, wouldn'ts.
Yeah,
but you know, we you're on holiday, whatever, not just having a bit of fun. Bro, she threw off the cloud, smashed her head, bro, died.
I know a similar.
And
thing
he got on a plane and went when he heard the news, bro.
How would you? How would that sit with you though?
It's sitting with him.
How?
He wherever he is, bro. I don't even know the keys, but so many other people know this story in my group and that. Can't find the keys. Can't find the keys. Don't know where he is.
I can't lie. Don't know who he is. You see, this is gonna sound really psychopath and really like I ain't well. And please take it with a pinch of salt. But me and Joe was talking about the other day. Yeah, we was talking about how like. I'm a very chilled person. Like, if I've ever had a fight with someone and it's on a night out or whatever, you're not going full pelt, really, because you don't really want to hurt the other person. You want to just hit them a few times. You want to hurt them, but you don't want to fucking do damage. That's just me anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know you enough or hate you enough to want to do you that much damage. Yeah. We're just out. You've got a bit leery. We're out of fight. But like, we were saying, yeah, imagine, I don't know why we said this, but I don't know why we're speaking like this fuck conversation, yeah? We're saying, imagine you're in jail now, sharing a cell with some creep.
Yeah.
Like he's a nonce or something, yeah? Yeah? He's not well.
Yeah.
You've come in a cell, he's gone like this. You're like, what's in your mouth? He's going, spat his own cum at you.
Oh, don't fuck us.
I think, me and Joe said, on my life, I'm getting a murder charge. Because you see the way your forearm would be stiff. It'd be whack, whack, yeah, yeah. Whack. Like, you wouldn't be able to hold it back. You'd go, you'd fuck the life out. You'd kill him. And me and Joe was deep in it, yeah? Me and Joe was deep in it, like, in that moment, see people that have anger issues, and you know, people do stuff, they go, blah, blah, they do something, and they're like,
yeah, it's, what, because, it's because you're seeing red at that point. You're just going straight in.
But something like that.
I've seen red before, still.
I can imagine the fucking anger. You just don't watch, you fucking dirty fuck.
I've been spat on.
It gets me wound up. I've built life at them.
I've been spat on, and that made me see red. Someone spat in my face.
I've seen moments like that.
Oh my God. For me, that's worse than getting punched.
Yeah, same. I've seen red before once, but it lasted about 10 seconds.
I've seen red still. I've seen red. Oh my, no, I can't even talk about it, never mind.
And then we were saying as well, like, see that when you're like that, the adrenaline's high.
You're not even thinking.
Even if I'm storming at you, if you're hitting me, I'm firmly.
Yeah.
They ain't doing nothing to me. I'm bulldog mum. Yeah, like, you're, I'm fucking you up.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
When you've got anger on your side, people say anger and aggression don't win fights. Maybe in boxing, because you've got to be calm. In a street fight, I think if you're like proper angry, you can eat punches.
Yeah, you can eat punches. You'll walk for anything.
One of my boys, he gets angry quick.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want to fight him. He's a scary cunt. Do you reckon to be more... I can't believe we're talking about this. It sounds fucked. We're going to get a fucking old Bill knocking on our door. Do you reckon if there was no laws about, you'd have the capacity to kill someone?
No.
Do you not?
No.
I reckon I could.
What?
In circumstances. If someone done my mum, I'm doing them.
Oh, no. That's different.
There we go then.
Well, that's different.
There we go then.
I feel like there's a lot of men out there right now.
Yeah, I wouldn't just go around murdering people.
That's,
I'm not twisted. I've got a good heart. But like, if someone done my mum or my sister, because like, if you picture it, yeah? Imagine someone's just raped and killed your mum. Yeah?
Okay.
Cool, listen. Sent you the video. There's no laws. So if you murder him, nothing's going to happen. I can't lie, I'd murder him for no remorse.
Yeah.
My life.
Yeah. No. That's happening.
I would.
Yeah, no, 100%.
What a fuck thing to say.
That's so fucking
obvious. Obviously, I never would. That wouldn't happen.
Oh my God.
But situations like that, like...
Yeah, I feel like anyone would do it though, innit? If that was your mum or your sister, and then what, they sent a video... I'm riding up.
Mm.
I'm doing it.
Got you. I think the anger, you just don't even think about the bird.
I just pick
someone done my brother. I don't think about the bird. I'm riding. I'm doing the sentence.
Yeah.
You can't. My life's not the same. You took my brother. My family. My life's not the same. It's never gonna be the same.
Yeah.
And I feel like a cunt if I didn't do something.
Yeah. There's that as well.
Or he's paid someone to do something.
Yeah. There's that. Nah, you want to get your get back, innit? That's pretty much it. That's what it is.
Yeah. That's a crazy conversation.
That living out.
That was getting clipped and just short. Johnny Carey said he'd murder someone happily and for no remorse.
So people can twist that so bad right now. Yeah. You know that.
To be fair, I don't know. I've never done it in it. So like,
this is a question that kind of leads on to that. Then,
and can I just say I'm very self-conscious when it comes to that stuff. Like, even if I had a fight before, I've never in my life stamped on someone's head, and I've had many opportunities.
You're not.
I haven't. Never done that.
Yeah, it's all controlled.
Because I don't want to kill someone. Yeah. Mm. But like, just, they were talking hypothetical now.
This kind of relates to it. What's the first thing you do if the purge was real?
I wouldn't go around topping people, but I would just keep myself to myself, trying to stay safe. But if it come to me, then I'm not.
Nah, but remember, there's no laws.
I ain't being prey.
There's no laws though. So not just killing.
Smoke brown. No, I don't know.
Smoke brown.
Yeah, get on the brown.
I can't lie. If it was me, what would I do if the purge was real? There's a lot of men that would enjoy that, you know?
Yeah, a lot of men would enjoy that.
A lot of men would enjoy it. I think I'd stay indoors.
Yeah, I would stay indoors.
I'd have a chore up though.
Oh yeah, not many.
I get in there. What? I'm going Curry's.
Yeah.
I'm going Apple Store.
Word.
I'm in there.
With some rusty burning. It's mine. Yeah. I'm trying to stream. Innit? Taking a PC on your way up.
I'll get a big trolley, bro. Everything I could carry. I'm definitely having a chore up.
Yeah.
110%.
It wouldn't be a chore up, because what can they do?
Yeah, because what can they do?
I mean, every man for himself.
Everyone's just taking it.
Yeah, stuff. Yeah, yeah. Some people are tapped.
Okay, look. Here's a good one. Hold on.
Okay, cool. We'll ask this before in school.
I reckon I'm not.
What's the first thing you do if you woke up female? I mean, let's be honest.
Obviously, I'd test the reproductive genitals, you know what I mean?
I'd test that myself.
I've got to test that.
I still had my man brain, I'd be looking at myself in the mirror when I did it. 100% having a squeeze on my raspberries and that. You know what I mean?
You definitely have a go, because you won't
be putting
no dildo
inside me, no.
You know what I mean?
Nah.
A couple of men would say they'd dish it out to the man them still.
No, I wouldn't, bro.
Nah, bro, you wouldn't call me up and be like, bro, I'm a female, you know.
Never. I'd be a lesbian.
Dish it out to the man them straight and just be like, I'll just help
if I still have my mind, I'd be having like, to all my girls, isn't it? Yeah, let's have a sleepover. Oh, your boobs look so nice. Men are perverts, bro. I swear that. That's like the first thing. I bear you, man, as well. Don't even chat shit. If you was a woman, you just woke up a woman, yeah? You still had your man brain. The first thing you're doing is something sexual.
I wonder what a girl.
Something dirty. 100%.
Actually, like, Laura's in the back. Laura, what would you do if you were as a girl and you woke up a geezer?
Yeah, same thing.
You'd have a wank.
Yeah. There we go then. thought it was just boys.
She let it go. She let this. Listen, that means we ain't weird.
No, because you want to know how it feels.
How does it feel? She said, yeah. Like, same thing.
Yeah, you girls got two things to play. We got one. You know what I mean?
And it's boring.
Yeah. It's got boring,
isn't it? Mad boring.
Yeah. Sex, wank. I hear someone say it all jumps out the same way. And it all jumps out the same way, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's definitely something.
Oh, look, it's just bare seedy shit. What's the first thing you would do if you had the power to turn invisible?
Oh, come on, man. Because now I just don't know.
Bare seedy shit, but now this is borderline sex offender if we comment on this.
This is the thing.
Yeah. I think, actually, to be fair, now I'm a grown ass man. I've seen enough.
Yeah, I've seen
enough naked bodies to not be that excited by a naked body. Yeah. But if you ask me that question, year 10.
Oh, mate. I'm in a girl's changing room.
I'll be on some register somewhere. Standing in a changing room.
That's the next.
No, I'm joking.
That is crazy. That's a standing in a changing room.
Joking.
That's crazy.
No.
I don't know what I'd do now, to be fair. I'll probably just get into rooms that I think I can't get into.
No, yeah, now I wouldn't be on that, because I'd feel, when I'm a grown man, I'd feel too much like I'm so seedy and what am I doing? But when you're like year 9 and you're just going for puberty and that, that's
heaven.
Don't you remember when you're in the schoolboy's changing rooms and you used to think, what is the girl's changing room?
I wish I knew what it was like in there.
You ain't got no clue in it. I can't lie, you're actually so horny when you're younger.
Yeah, kind of. Your hormones are bouncing all over the place, bro.
A wank used to be like gold dust, innit? Fucking hell. You're having a wank, you'd be literally like sweating. Like, you know, bruv, I remember before, this sounds so seedy. I was like year 7, yeah? I'm on holiday in Lanzarote, walking past. There's this like woman. She's quite, well, she's young to me now, but like not back then. She was about 23. Mm. Laying there, raspberries out. Yeah, she was fit. I was, must have been 12. Saw it, and made me go so cold. You know when you got like hot flush, like you can't even hear what anyone was saying. She went up to the hotel room, had a wank. Couldn't help myself. over pair of tits. And now it's like.
You'd walk past now, like.
Yeah, it's pair of tits.
So wait, you went upstairs, had a wank, came back down, normal.
Yeah.
Brother. feel revitalized now. Like,
revitalized.
Oh, I can focus.
Back then, nothing was coming out though. It was like, hurting.
The strain, innit?
Strain, innit?
Muscles just clenching up.
Got to let go.
Let go. Let this thing.
Yeah. Oh, the imagination used to have.
Swear that down. Is jokes. Oh, mate. That is funny.
I wish I was still that horny. I don't get that horny anymore.
Just because you get used to it, bro. Yeah, you it's do. Just normal,
you get desensitized, don't you?
Yeah, you're just like, whatever.
I think sex will feel different once we fall in love again.
Yeah, you feel like, oh, you're making love, man. That's passion.
That's banging.
I have passion.
I don't know if sex is good or not, but like, it is just sex at the end of the day.
Ain't that deep.
There's more to life than sex.
Proper ain't that deep.
Yeah.
What's the first thing you do if you found out you had 24 hours left to live?
My question, innit? I don't even know, you know.
I'd
definitely
God.
Say a few things to people that I ain't said before.
Yeah. I would probably do that. Anything I need to get off my chest, I'll get it off.
Tell one that I love them, who I wouldn't usually say I love them.
Yeah, facts. Mm. That.
And
I
it mad.
I think it'll be all that. It'll just be chatting to people and just being like, look, this is how I really feel. Get it all off my chest and just leave on a level.
Kind of, I definitely, maybe I sound like a fiend, but I definitely do. I'd go out on a buzz.
Yeah. I ain't sitting there depressed and that.
No, 100%. I'm going out on a buzz. I'm doing what I want.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? I'm
probably going on a night out.
Yeah.
With everyone I love. Just be like, everyone come.
Yeah. Come, I'm dying tomorrow.
Yeah. Getting licked as well. That completely. Yeah. I'm just doing it, bro.
Every bit of penny I've saved, I'm spunking.
Spunking it all.
Spunking it, having a good time.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
Yeah. I think I just do that. I can't lie. I've had family members, like, one of my uncles, yeah? He knew, I don't know how this is possible, but he knew he was going, yeah?
Yeah.
He sat on the phone for the whole day talking to people, like literally how we were just describing now. He literally knew he was going. So he just called everyone, love you, this, that, blah, 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 said all the honest things he wanted to say, hung up the phone, fell asleep and never woke up.
Mad.
How mad is that?
Isn't it weird that, like, why as humans do we, can we find... Do we not tell our loved ones how much we love them? Because it makes it a bit awkward. But if me and you was the only two people here, I'd be telling you how much I love you.
Yeah, facts.
It's fucked.
It's weird. I think, is it a pride thing? I don't know. I think men have it worse though.
Yeah, men have it worse. It's until thing. Someone's going to, like I said, mention it before, like, but I know me and my dad don't really get affectionate with each other. Even though I know he loves me, I love him.
Yeah.
Never really tell each other that just because he's old.
Same.
When I had cancer and that, and I thought he was going to die, I told him I loved him and I didn't give a fuck about it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't just come downstairs like today and go, love you, dad.
Love you, dad.
It makes you feel a bit weird.
Yeah. You feel like, what the hell? That's...
Yeah, man.
Yeah, same.
It's just when they're going to go and it's going to all end, why do we then as humans, why can't we all be like that all the time? I think it's maybe a vulnerability thing.
I think so. I don't want to feel...
You don't want to go around really. Telling everyone how much you love them and you'll get taken the piss out of.
Yeah. Because you don't...
Not in that way, but like... You don't people know how the response is going to
be. Yeah, I mean, obviously,
your mum's different. I tell my mum I love her.
I need to tell my family I love them. I don't even remember... You know what I'm like? I'm very like soldier-like with my family.
Yeah.
Like militant. I'm just very like, yes, no. Yep, get that done. No, I won't. Yep, can't do that today. Yep. Never sit down with them and be like, love you.
My mum, I always say I love you when I hang up the phone.
You done what?
When I hang up the phone, I say I love you.
That's good. Yeah. I need to do that.
Yeah. That's the only real person I tell them I love. Or to be fair, I tell my mates I love them.
Yeah, I tell my mates I love them.
I tell my brother as well. I always tell someone I love them if they're being stupid and like insecure or something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like sometimes I feel a bit bad for my brother because I'm quite a moody prick sometimes. Yeah, and he wants to come chill with me. I just want my own space, man. I'm like, beg you, like, get out, whatever. And if I keep doing it throughout the week, he'll start thinking like, I don't know why he thinks this, I'm his brother. But like, he'll start thinking like, oh, like why don't you like me chilling with you? And I have to tell him like, brother, I love you to bits, but fucking hell, I need some fucking space.
Yeah.
I'll take it to heart, man, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. It's so true. I think we need to normalize that, man. Get that out there.
We do.
But
it will never happen.
It will never happen, bro.
It'll never happen.
Never happen. These were good questions, man. I like
that's
these.
All of them, yeah.
That's all of them
good. That was a good little discussion, I can't lie.
Oh, mate, I'm kind of upset.
So I was thinking the other day, I was talking to my brother about it, yeah? How actually, like, weird is it that, like, we have so many slang words for so much?
I know. Like, we are the hardest to understand. I feel like we're the
fuck
hardest
fuck learning English.
Yeah.
Oh, my
fuck
days.
Fuck learning English.
There's so much
it
slang.
It can get deep.
Slang, bruv. It's not just a London thing either. Like, there's slang everywhere, all over the country,
isn't
it?
All over. Like you could literally travel up 2 hours and not understand what a couple of words someone's saying. Yeah. It's just a slang thing there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just there. But down here, it's not. And whatever.
Yeah, it's fucked.
Or even when it's down here and it's different, because slang can differentiate around races even.
Yeah.
Black guys and white guys have different slang, whatever not.
100%. I always get told I talk Cockney and
Road. Yeah, you do.
Like I say some things like you probably wouldn't know what they mean. I don't know, maybe you wouldn't know.
Sometimes
like,
I do, sometimes I don't, yeah.
If like say you say something, like I think the most stupidest slang word, which if you get this, then you speak like me and you know the crack, is not many.
Which is what?
Which is like, if someone says like, core, that fucking music is good, isn't it? Not many.
So not really.
Not half. He's like, yeah, you wouldn't think so. Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Like, I'd like to fuck her. Not many, would I? Fucking hell.
Not many.
How weird is not many?
I get lost in the conversation.
Not half.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a weird one. What's another weird one that we all like that actually don't make sense?
I use pet. What's the word that I use that I think I say John all the time?
Yeah, John. I say John, you say John, yeah.
John.
I think if I started going around having an accent saying John.
So like, good John, man.
I can't say John.
No, you can.
No, I say John.
I always say John. Using that though. Fucking hell, I don't think it's a good word.
No, it's not really. Neither is ting.
Yeah, ting.
That's a bad way to talk about
a girl. That's a bad way to talk about a girl.
But it's the quickest like way. I don't know what it is.
Got ting round.
Got to get the ting round.
Yeah.
Bad.
Wonder how girls say it. Do you reckon girls call us a ting?
Must do, innit? No, not a ting.
So what do they say?
Chambre.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? I think it's a ting, bro.
Rare.
If girls can answer that, that would be good. But like, how does a girl say? Because imagine if a girl slides into my yard and she's telling her girls, would she say, I'm going to my ting's yard?
I don't know if girls tell their friends that stuff, they're having a geezer on. I don't know.
No, they definitely do, bro. They know everything about each other. Are we that out of touch? I don't ask.
I don't care enough.
So it's like, do they say, I'm going to my ting's yard?
No, they won't say
ting. Same example, they come to my yard.
No, they won't say ting. Ting is a female.
No, bro, am I a ting? I need to know now.
No, you're not a ting. You are with that situation. Yeah, you're a bitch. She's the geezer, innit? But like, yeah, other than that, nah.
I need to know if I'm a ting or not. I'm gonna ask.
Getting bought stuff. To hide in the toilet.
I'm a ting still. I'm a ting. I would happily be a ting.
Oh, what's another one?
It's a word that everyone uses.
You know, I can't stand it. Makes me cringe a lot. You know, when someone's personality is social media, like,
oh, mate,
I can't stand the word Riz. It makes me fucking
Riz is a
like, if you use the word Riz in the first place, you don't have what your Riz is meant to be.
Riz is a...
Did you Riz her up? You're fucking neat. What are you talking about? Did you Riz her?
That popped up.
You've been brilliant. In a zoo. Like, Riz. Or like people like, that they'll be like, it's giving...
It's giving.
Your personality is social media.
It's giving.
Do you get
crazy.
Off your phone?
It's giving. I don't like that it's giving. I use that as a
I'm going
to
offend a lot of people here.
No, you actually
a lot of people talk like that.
Sure.
Like, but it's just like, I don't know. Just you can tell when someone spends all day on TikTok.
Yeah.
Because you know when someone's like a walking meme? You know, that's what I'm on about.
Yeah.
When
like people walking really, meme. Walking meme is a good way to
You don't just talk how your mates talk or just your area. You're a walking meme.
You literally grab proper whatever you can meme. Off social media and you just run with it.
Yeah.
Riz, it's giving.
It's the Riz God. He's the Riz God. Oh, he's the Rizinator. The fact that you're even saying that means you've never spoke to a girl in your life. Did you Riz her? Shut up, bro. Oh, my God. Rizinator. Fucking hell.
Which goes, if you don't know what it means, it's charisma.
Like game. Like charisma, game, innit?
Yeah, like game. You got game.
Yeah. I'd rather say chirping or game.
Or chirping or dropping game.
Yeah. Anything like that.
Do you move it?
Yeah, do you move it?
Yeah.
Do you nicker?
Yeah, Saturday. You know what I mean? Quick.
What? Why are you going to say Riz?
Riz.
Oh, it just makes me
Yeah,
thin,
can't
man.
Lie. That's yeah, it's different.
Yeah, man.
What else is... We need to do that, you know? We need to get...
Cringe slang words.
Yeah, cringe slang words.
What are cringe ones?
I think that would be a good one.
I don't like dude. Bear American.
Come on, bro.
I think it's cringe when British people try to say American slang. I bear cringe. Bear cringe.
Or even when American people try to say British slang.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's worse this way around though.
I think it's worse this way around.
Like what's something that someone does? Can't lie. Kenny's quite bad for that. Kenny sometimes uses American slang a lot. I would tap that. No, don't ever say that again. Don't ever say that again. Oh, what's an American stand-up boys do? Come on now.
I'm trying to think in my head.
See, it hurts me. It hurts me.
What?
Bro, that's so gas. Oh, shut the fuck up. What are you talking about, man? That's so gas, bruv.
Do people say that's so gas?
Yeah, 100% they do. 100% they do. That's gas, bro. What the fuck does it even mean, bruv?
I can't say that.
Is that what it is?
I can't say that.
You're gassed. Oh, bro, that's gas.
I can't lie. We took cap, you know.
Cap.
We took cap from them. But I can't lie. I kind of like it.
Cap. I don't mind cap.
Yeah, I say that's cap. But then...
You're chatting shit.
Yeah, we're chatting shit.
Yeah.
But cap's all right.
I think lit's all right.
We can have that. Yeah.
It's calm.
As long as if you say it in your accent...
Yeah, don't start doing
calm,
it.
And it sounds calm, run it. If it don't, and you've got
even
a blend,
little things like when people use American slang, like you've watched too many Disney programs, like, oh, can you put that in the trash? Should I fill my car with gas?
Put it in the bin.
No,
bro.
it's fucking doom.
Bin and petrol.
Petrol.
For God's sake.
You're giving me the petrol.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Give me the petrol pump, the ump.
Yeah, that's
you're giving me the right petrol, she is. Telling ya. Cockney slang. I love using Cockney slang. I don't even realise I'm doing it sometimes.
That's genuine. You know, I can't say that, can I?
What?
The Bristol thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other day.
We like talking about, that sounds bad. You know, the thing is, when you can mix up loads of slang, I know a load of traveller slang. Yeah. I know English traveller though. Like, basically, dick here means look. Dick means look, yeah? Dick here, look.
Okay.
So I went to Michael, there's a girl walking past and she had a nice set on her, yeah? I went dick at the malt with the Bristols. I could say that. A megaphone.
And everyone's
and
around.
She wouldn't know what
everyone's around. We're in a packed party.
I went dick at the malt with the Bristols.
And I'm like, no one's acknowledging it. And he's like,
you know, break it down for him.
Yeah.
Look at the girl malt with the Bristol cities, the titties.
So he's like, I can't lie, I'm gonna go over there and have one more drink, and I think I'm gonna move to the girl with the big old Bristols.
Because you're not gonna know what I'm saying.
Bristol cities is titties.
Yeah.
So I was like, wicked.
Yeah, there's bear slang.
Bear people
Harris,
in the room.
Harris
as well.
Arse. Yeah.
Fucking hell, there's too much. You've got the whole vocab. There's the simple ones that I know proper. And to be fair, my dad's quite cockney, innit?
Mm.
Like, he breaks it out sometimes. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And he's taught me a lot, to be fair.
Yeah, but if you mix it all up, if you speak road...
If you blend it all,
people can't understand a word.
No one's going to understand a word.
No one's going to understand. Chunks does that a lot, innit?
Yeah.
He speaks really quick or in Mali.
Chunks needs subtitles.
But sometimes, sometimes it's blatantly does it.
Yeah, yeah. But see, now I've known him for years.
But he didn't ever.
Yeah,
does that one it? And they didn't know a word he just said.
Nah, do it. Hey, please get on his camera. Wait, you go. You'll do something fast. Like, do the face.
I put a jump on me. That's what he does, isn't it?
Because then you know. No, genuinely, I'm dying because it's literally perfect.
Yeah,
like, he'll say it so quick and I just do that.
It's jokes, man. It's hilarious.
And then you're like, he's just violated someone that's sitting here.
Yeah.
He's sitting here. And they don't even, they're none the wiser. They think, it's just casual convo.
Yeah, it's funny though, man.
But he's the best at it. I can't lie. He's the best at it. He's the best.
That's the look in it after, isn't
he's
it?
The best. Yeah. It's the look. violated someone. Word. So I think there's that. Chucks is very good at it. But man, the slang thing, it can get us far though. Can't lie.
It can
get us far because we can have our own little private convo.
Exactly that. It's almost like talking another language.
Yeah, I'm not bilingual at all. I don't know another language.
But I know a load of slang.
I can break out the patois, but people understand it now. So
depends how patois it is. Have you got any uncles or granddads, which you answer the phone and you can't understand a word.
Sometimes. So like, say for example, if you go Jamaica, but you go deep Jamaica.
Yeah.
Brother, it ain't understandable. Like.
Give me an example.
I don't have one.
Give me an example of what it'd be like.
It'd be like, I know they're speaking patois.
Give us an impression.
I can't.
You can.
No, because I don't know what they're saying.
What does it sound like? I know what it sounds like, I just want you to do it.
I can't do it because...
Why?
It just sounds like...
It's in your blood, mate.
It sounds like gibberish to me, bro. Because sometimes, I'll pick up every fifth word. Like an easy word. Like
I think, patois, like that.
Yeah.
Somalian and Irish are very similar in a sense of like, it's so quick. Like, have you ever been like around travelers or Irish people and you know them?
And you know them, yeah.
And you can't understand a word they're saying.
You can't.
Like, look at his heritage.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can't.
He's just done you.
Yeah, it's the same with like, I think Somalians are some of the funniest people ever.
Funny.
Like, they are hilarious. But sometimes when if I've been out and there's a group of Somalians, whatever, that will come up to me and like love my stuff and that. After time, I think,
You're buzzing.
They're talking about me. They're buzzing on me.
You're buzzing me.
But they're too quick. You lot are too quick. It's the same with Irish people. You lot are too quick. Like, you lot are above everyone else on the funny scale. Like, you're there.
They got the best one-liners.
They're looking at each other like they know what they're doing, man. But they're talking so quick, you can't understand what they're saying.
Yeah, they are definitely buzzing, man.
Yeah.
And I think, can't get around it. Just let's end the conversation quick.
Yeah,
I need to get away.
No, it's funny though, man, isn't it?
There's that.
It's funny though, man. They're hilarious. They do talk quick. Like my cousins, nan and granddad, are proper Irish. They're from Cork City. And sometimes they talk to me like that, and I can't really understand what they're saying. They're talking so quickly.
Do you know what that reminds
Johnny,
me?
Johnny, you want to come here to get the sand and chip, Louis?
Johnny.
Oh, I love the Dublin accent, Louis.
You know what made me die the other day, bro? We're going in the car, Johnny's new song, yeah?
Oh, we was crazy, man.
Johnny done his whole new song in Irish.
Irish accent.
He's like, She wanna go Nobu.
Accent from Dawkins, Screen Louis.
I said, I pee with a dope view.
You must be mad. This is not my thing. You're not my Bajan. You're not my York. You're dirty York. Roaring and screaming.
On that note, go listen to Johnny's new song as well.
Yeah, man, premiering tune.
June.
Good tune.
And I think.
How do you know about taking a risk? We bear about taking like fuck these checks.
Anyway, we'll just wrap it now.
I think we'll wrap it there, man. Shout out all the Irish. Shout out all the Somalians.
And the Jamaicans.
Shout out all the Jamaicans. Shout out everyone, man.
Yeah, come on.
It's all love. Yeah. Maybe one day when everyone lightens up a bit, we can all have a laugh with each other.
Actual one where no one thinks we're taking a piss.
And everyone as a joke and we all just become one. I mean, all the same.
Come on, man. That's what this podcast is about. Exactly. If you ever want to feel like that, come here.
Everyone's so touchy.
Touchy-feely, man.
You can't say that.
Even comedians are getting buzzed now for saying that harsh jokes.
I know, man. This world's just turning into a weird one.
But we're here, man. We're here to keep the spirit.
We are. We're here to give you that sense of normal.
Yep.
But yeah, we'll be giving that sense of normal every Wednesday,
yep.
4 p.m. Hope you enjoy this episode. Please do all them good things. Share, like, comment, subscribe, and we'll see you later.
Take care.